I'll admit, the social media stuff, I get lost in the weeds of it.
Like, did you hear about Grimace? Grimace is leaving McDonald's? What's going on with this?
No,
is this a scam?
Well, June was Grimace's birthday month. If you don't know who Grimace is, he's the big purple
people eater thingy
from McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
So to celebrate, McDonald's debuted a new purple milkshake called the Grimace Shake. And this took off on TikTok, where adolescents, teens of sorts, would buy these shakes and film themselves saying, oh, happy birthday, Grimace. Can't wait to try this. And they'll take a sip and, oh, that's pretty good. And then it cuts to a horror scene of someone being victimized by Grimace, and they're like, their bodies sprawled out. It's like flickering lights, and there's purple milkshake all over them. It's very horrific, but a very creative trend.
Well, I just saw this. It's from Pop Crave. Grimace, and you gotta love it. Grimace announces their departure from McDonald's in a new post. Their departure. So he's not a Grimace is not a Grimace has a pronoun thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what according to this post. But I was like, what does this mean? Is Grimace gone? Is he? Moving on?
You made me feel so special. TY, thank you. Say goodbye, Grimace, now.
Is Grimace gone? I don't know. But see, that's the thing. Like, we all get...
Well, underneath that, it's Twitter is allegedly suing Meta over Threads. So now we got a legal battle, we got a social media app battle, and then we're going to have a real battle between Musk and Zuckerberg.
So Zuckerberg's creating a new social media thing called Threads. Oh, it's already
it's
done.
Lie. There's 5 million people on there right now.
Wow. Are you going to do it?
No.
I don't need another one, do I? What do we need another one for?
Is
there
tweet
something
that often enough anyway? Like, I don't know anybody on Threads. I know all my people on Twitter.
Is there something new that they're going to offer that's different
from
Twitter?
No, it's the same thing.
So then why
it's
do
just,
it?
It's Facebook's version of Twitter.
I mean, I have a Facebook account. I have a Twitter account.
Do you have an Instagram?
I have an Instagram.
Okay, now you can link all three into one.
Mm-mm,
it's like Wolf. Get all your social media in one place.
Instagram, like, you can't just post stuff. You got to post a picture.
You could post on your story, which is just like a picture or a
yeah, but you
quote
can't just tweet out like.
No, you can't.
Storm's
like, just
coming in today.
Yeah.
You have to take a picture of the storm and then write "storm's coming in today." Mm-hmm. My wife was showing me how to, like, make the video montages. You can put together a bunch of slides and all. It's really cool, but I was trying to make one, and I'm like, I haven't taken enough, like, relevant, like, up-to-speed pictures to put on this thing. I used to hate Twitter. Because I was a Facebook kid. I got Facebook when I was in college, and that was, like, so cool. And then when they told me I needed to get Twitter, I was like, why? It's the same thing, isn't it? How would you describe Twitter? Facebook is like a mix of news, but updates
Facebook
on families. And
it's like a coffee shop.
Kind of, yeah.
Coffee shop and a diner. Go there and meet with friends, or you meet with your family, and you share photos and coffee and whatever.
Yeah.
Twitter is, imagine an ancient Greek forum, and it's just this mass of people everywhere. Doesn't smell very nice. No one's really dressed the right way.
Oh,
everyone's
yeah.
talking over each other. And suddenly one person in the crowd will say something funny. Everyone will look at him for a second and then look back to whatever they were doing.
That's a good way to put it. It's like I use Facebook. I all the social media stuff that I do is primarily for my show, for the station, is promoting the station. Like I said, it's a free outlet. All three of those that I mentioned are free. I don't have to pay for them. So we use them to promote the station stuff. Occasionally I'll post stuff about my family and things like that. And that's kind of cool to catch to see friends. Because you don't call your friends every day from high school, whatever. And you just see, oh, they had a baby. Thanks for telling me about it. I got to see it on Facebook. But either way, that part's kind of cool. Twitter I use for news and I guess takes. You'll promote your takes and stuff like that. And then Instagram is 100% about just promoting your pictures that you take.
Have you ever heard, like, every human has, like, three personalities?
Yes.
Facebook is your outward personality, what you present to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is what you present to yourself, because it's, oh, here's my food I had the other day, or here's a selfie of me in this outfit. Twitter is the inside thoughts, and Everything that you don't want the world to see, you put it on Twitter.
Because it's short and sweet on Twitter.
Yes. It can go viral very quickly.
Right. Facebook doesn't get the same. You could tweet something and have a crazy take on Twitter, and it goes nuts, and then do it on Facebook, and it's kind of like,
oh, grandma liked it.
Right. That's what it is. It's like my Twitter following is way different than my Facebook following. My Facebook following doesn't really understand some of the takes. And then Twitter, they don't care if you post a picture of your kid. They're like, don't ever do that. This is not for that.
Is he playing sports? No, I don't care.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't care. Don't post pictures of your family. That's not what this thing's all about. And I still don't really quite understand Instagram. Just don't. It's just pictures, I guess.
I haven't posted on Instagram in like 3 years.
I just think it's weird how people are complaining about something that is free. Like, oh, you're limiting my amounts of my tweets.
If you're able to scroll through Twitter and see 600 tweets in a day,
then you should do something different.
You need to stop.
Yeah. And listen, I'm all about the free market and not controlling you in what you do. If you pay for Twitter, then you should be able to get exactly what's promised and scroll until you die.
Well, it's the fact that
it's free.
Musk came out and told you what he was doing. He told you why he's doing it. It's to try to make the app better. And
well, people don't like the extreme.
You want to see fake, you know, scandalous women on your comment section selling T-shirts with nothing on them?
No.
No.
That's what he's trying to get rid of.
Get the fake stuff out of there and let me see the real thing.
But again, people are complaining about, oh, I guess you're telling me how many tweets I can view. It's free. If it's free, you can't complain. If somebody gives you a cheeseburger for free, you can't complain that there's no ketchup on it.
And it's not like it's only for your, like, For You page. You're following, you can still see all of whoever you're following. You can go to the trending list, and you can still look at what's trending. You can go anywhere else
on
Twitter.
Half the crap that I end up seeing doesn't pertain to me. Like, I'm on Twitter right now. Okay, that's an interesting one. It's about the NBA. This one's interesting. It's about the Broncos. Here's one about, like, it's a game for Ditto games. If you own a mouse, you'll never turn off your computer again. I don't need that. NBA Central, okay, that's good. One of my guys I follow, that's good. Mark Johnson tweeted a picture of his dog. Yeah, that's good. Ads, I understand. But like this guy, somebody tweeted about the moisture level in Denver right now. Okay, yeah, that's kind of interesting. But there's just a lot of garbage that I don't want to see. And then you end up kind of like, what is that? Oh, crap, I just wasted my life. I wasted 20 seconds that I'll never get back. I don't know. It is such an entitled thing when you get on Twitter and bitch about, well, now I can only see 400 tweets a day. It's a free thing, dude. If you don't like it, get off of it. It's free. Now, if you're paying for it, and in the contract that you signed to pay for it or whatever, if you're paying for the check mark, and it says you're unlimited to see, okay, I get it. You got a case. But if you're signed up for this for free, don't complain about the restrictions. Like, dude, there's tons of things I don't... Like, Facebook did away with their poll questions, right? That sucked. I always like to use those. It's free. So I got to move on. I don't complain about it. No, they just don't do it anymore. Okay. It's a free thing. Now, if I was paying for it 100% for the reason of doing poll questions, then I get to make a decision. Do I cancel or do I stay with it regardless? But getting on and complaining about it, get out of here with that. It's just, I've learned this in business, dude. I've been at this station a long time. When you give something away for free, let's say we get an advertiser that, you know, hey, wanted an ad or something, and you just hook them up. They complain about it. Oh, I didn't like the way this was. I didn't like the way that was. You get a business that's paying top dollar, and they don't have time to complain because they're making money. Clearly, they're making money. I've always found that. You give people something for free, and they complain about it. Always the case. And this is Twitter. It's a free outlet where you can get on and see news and see your friends' posts or whatever. And now something's changed and the end of the world has started. Do you guys not hear yourself when you complain about it?
No. They type it into a little box and they hit send and it goes off into the world and they never think about it again.
Yes.
Until it gets 400 retweets and likes, and it's, oh my God, everyone loves me. I'm so smart and intelligent. No.
Like I saw somebody tweet, it's genuinely amazing how quickly Tesla Boy has ruined this site. What is ruined about it? Like, it's not ruined.
It hasn't crashed. It's been Twitter.
It's been the exact same for me since he bought it or took over. Nothing has changed.
Like, oh, my profile's not loading. Oh, my tweets, I can't see my pictures. Or, oh, the app keeps crashing. Nothing like that. It still functions as a social media outlet. He's just cleaning it up because whoever was running it before did a crap job of it and was letting fake AI robots make accounts and tweet random stuff.
I'm getting on it right now, and our girl Katie Wingy. Did you see what she just got on there? She's tweeting a picture of her tweeting on the new thing called Threads. You know what this is going to be, dude? We're all turning into Dwight in his video game Second Life.
Yep.
I have created a Twitter account, and I'm going to go to Threads, and I'm going to post here, and then I'm going to take a picture of that and put it on here. And I'm going to tweet about tweeting about tweeting about it.
Fascinating. Your Second Life is also a paper salesman at a mid-sized sales firm.
Like, how? If I didn't have the radio station, I'd probably be done.
So, like, people on Twitter, like, you're telling people to go follow you on Threads. The same people that follow you on Twitter, you want them to follow you also on Threads when you're going to tweet the same thing that you put on Twitter?
Are you giving us something different there that you're not going to give us on Twitter? Like, that's what I don't get. If you're going to be, if it's like, oh, this is alter ego, Katie Wingy or Brady Hull or whatever.
Yeah, tweet all my... I'll get a Thread burner account for myself, but I don't know anybody on Thread. Who am I going to tweet at?
But, like, if you want to start Thread and say, this is going to be my account, but all I'm going to tweet about is Batman. I'm going to follow DC and Batman, and that's all you're going to see from me. So you'll come to expect it on my Thread account. Twitter is for everything else and Facebook and sports and all that. But if you... That's the only way I'll be like, that's cool, man. That's cool. But if you're just doing the same thing that you were doing.
But I mean, even if you did doing? That, there's somebody on Twitter that has a Batman Twitter account.
Right.
Just loves Batman.
I don't know, man. It's a weird time to be alive. And social media has taken over. And I like social media. I'm not complaining about it. A lot of people complain. I'm just complaining about people complaining about it. Because it's like, if you want to get a Thread thing or different account, go for it. Do it. I'm maxed out right now. I'm maxed. What was the other thing that came out like 2 years ago? Wasn't it something Trump wanted to promote?
Yeah, Trump has Truth Social, which is still, I believe, still active.
And that's, again...
That's just...
But that's all politics.
That's like major conservative Twitter.
Yeah, so I don't need that. I'm not interested in that.
There's plenty of that on Twitter already. On both sides.
I got Twitter. I got Facebook. I guess I got Instagram. I'm good. I do miss my MySpace account, though.
Really?
I miss it.
Yeah, and you can't go to Twitter. You can't have your music up there. Mm-mm. How am I supposed to know what music you like? Right. Or who are your top five friends?
Your top five friends. That was the best thing.
Oh, my God,
thing.
You took me off your friends list?
Yeah, when you were removed from it. It's one thing if you're not put on it in the first place. And you're like, okay, that kind of sucks. But when you're removed from someone's top five and you haven't talked to them, you're like, what did I do?
I just visited your page yesterday.
Yeah, dude, why am I not on your top five? That is really sad. MySpace was hilarious with that. Let's make everybody feel like crap that's not in your top five. You'd go through it, too. You know, I'm not really feeling it with this guy these days, well, you know.
You bring it up at school the next day. Hey, saw your MySpace page. Missing somebody up there.
See, I didn't have it when I was, like, I was in college and had it. And so you didn't really know, you didn't go to class with a lot of the people that were on your MySpace. But a few of my friends, you know, that were just fairly new friends, you'd get on there and go, man, I didn't realize I'd move the needle that fast with you. Cool. I'm one of your top five. And then you don't, like, see them for a week or two, and then they remove you, and you're just like, I guess that's it. I guess our friendship is just over. You could put, like, your music videos on there and music, mm-hmm. and your background could be, like,
whatever.
Anything yeah. you wanted. Those were the days, man. it was like, I'm going to show you how original I am by ripping off music and backgrounds and all that stuff. 20 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, quarterback tears. I haven't done mine yet, Angel, but I want to get a little preview here. CBS Sports did their quarterback rankings by tiers. I want to see where your boy is. I want to see where our boy is. And I want to see where the rest of the boys are. 20 minutes after 1 o'clock, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
is your NoCo home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
CBSSports.com came out with their quarterback tiers. They do a lot more tiers than I do. I do four. It's seven. Seven tiers here. So let's go through it. Okay, so tier seven is reserved for the rookies. That makes sense. Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson. They're tier seven. They're the rookies. You haven't done anything. You're not better than anybody because we haven't seen you play. Haven't seen you play at the high level. You're putting a rookie over Russ? No.
Over Russ?
Yeah.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
Bryce, come on.
Like, would I take Bryce right now over Russell Wilson? Sure, because of the future. No. But Russ is probably better. You know?
That's fair.
Tier six. They call it no clue, man. Tier six, I'm guessing, is a pretty bad tier to be in because you're right above the rookies. Kyler Murray, Sam Howell, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, and Desmond Ritter. Okay. Kyler Murray's dropped a lot.
He's going to be out for 2-3 months. So.
He did. Tier five, so we're moving up the ladder. Future potential can win with them kind of guys. That's what they're saying. Can win future potential. Mac Jones, Kenny Pickett, and Brock Purdy.
Wow.
I think that's fair. There's future potential with all three of those guys. You can win, but
I'd probably have Purdy higher if not for the injury concern, but that's
I think
probably
they're
right
still
there.
Trying. I think people are still kind of trying to figure it out if it's going to last, which I counted him out every step of the way, and he kept proving me wrong, so who knows. Tier four, you can win with them. So
what was the other one?
It says can win. Future potential for can win with them. So that was what Mac Jones is. He's a future. He's a future potential for you can win with him.
This was the best rookie quarterback in the league ever.
He was a moment ago. This is you can win with these guys. So I misspoke. This is absolutely you can win. Tier four. Jared Goff. Dak Prescott. Geno Smith. Kirk Cousins. Ryan Tannehill. Derek Carr and Garoppolo.
Drop Tannehill one, but
yeah, I don't. This is why you can't have. They have so many tiers. You got to have four tiers. Four tiers. That's it. Seven tiers is a lot. Tier three, intrigue with question marks.
What?
I don't know.
How is that above tier four?
I don't know. Yeah, you have question. You can win with tier four, but these guys have question marks. That's dumb. Aaron Rodgers, Stafford. Tua is in. Intrigue with question marks. I get that, though.
That's fair.
Injury question marks. Rodgers question marks. New team, getting older. Stafford had a great year, then a down year.
Got hurt last year.
Got hurt, yep. They're putting Justin Fields in tier three.
Yeah. I don't know if he's at the level of you can win with him.
I don't even think he's got to be tier five.
But you wouldn't put him in tier five because he's not that low.
Right.
But he's still
That's why
question
you do
marks.
Four tiers.
Why did you put three in between this? It's just weird.
I don't know. Daniel Jones. Okay. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. They have Russell Wilson in there.
All right.
They've moved Russell to tier three. That's interesting.
Or is it really tier four?
Well, that's the thing. Like, they're not.
How big of a question is
I don't really
question?
Get these because one's like you can win with these guys, but tier three is intrigue with question marks. I would say tier four is intrigue. Tier three is like you can win. If you can win with these guys, you're moving up the ladder.
Nobody on tier four is better than anybody on tier three.
Yeah, no.
Who did this list?
It's CBS Sports.
Yeah.
Tier two could be tier one is what it says next year. Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, you're going to love that, Angel. He's in tier two. Trevor Lawrence and Jalen Hurts.
Trevor Lawrence needs to go down one.
He needs to go down two.
Lawrence?
Yeah. Well, they got seven tiers.
I agree.
You can move him down a few.
I'm not all in on Trevor Lawrence as most people are, but I'm not completely off of him.
No, yet. I'm not either, but he's not tier two.
Yeah.
The big three, Patrick Mahomes, your boy, Josh Allen.
Mr. No Drama up here. Don't talk about it.
And Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow over Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts is not up there yet, huh?
Mm-mm. I love Jalen, but he's not the passer that Burrow is.
I got some work to do on my tiers, because I do four. I do elite, you know, who's there, best court, that's going to be Mahomes and those kind of guys. And then I did, like, tier two is just solid, whatever. Tier three is good, not great. And then tier four is you're not good. You're not a good quarterback.
So do you do your tiers on based on last year or potential of this year?
Based on last year. So Russ will not be tier one. He was tier one coming in last year.
Yeah.
Guarantee you he will not be tier one. It's definitely Patrick Mahomes. I had like five or six. I'm not sure. I'm going to bust into this. I'll have this released soon because I don't agree with I don't like seven tiers. That's too many tiers, man. Way too many. And I don't know that I agree with. I just don't really agree with Trevor Lawrence being tier two.
I don't agree with Herbert at tier two either.
I'm not really sure about that either.
Get it. He puts up the numbers, but where are the wins?
Again, based on the seven tiers here, that's really high. You know, if you're doing like four with me, you can't go. You got to be careful here because you're not going to. They put three guys in tier one. Is Aaron Rodgers now out of tier one, huh?
I'd take Herbert and swap him with Fields, and I'd take Lawrence, swap him with Jones, and put those two guys back at tier three. Tier two should just be probably Lamar, Jalen, maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Mm. Is Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, because they have Aaron Rodgers at three. Like,
I don't think he's up with those guys.
He's not tier one or two anymore, huh?
Mm-mm.
Maybe just too many question marks? I don't know. That one's, I'm very curious about that. So I'm going to gather my thoughts up on this, and we're going to break into it because I love a good quarterback tier chart. That is just fun. That's just a blast. And I'm going to see like where my tiers held up. Did they hold up? I don't think they really held up, did they? When did I do this? I'm trying to find it. I would have had to do it in August, right? There it is. Found it. My NFL quarterback tiers 2022. So I have, okay, here's my categories. These guys are the absolute best in the league and already in the Hall of Fame discussion. That was tier one. Tier two is very good. Tier three, good, not great. Consider your options. Tier four, you need an upgrade or I haven't seen enough. So this is who was in it last year. Tier one, I had Patrick Mahomes. Okay, nailed that, obviously. You're welcome. That was some deep thinking there. I had Josh Allen. I had Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, and apparently I was very high on Justin Herbert. That was my tier one. Tier two, very good. I had Matthew Stafford, based off of what he did the year before. Derek Carr, Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, and Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan dropped, didn't he? Trevor Lawrence probably ended up earning right where I put him. Kyler dropped. Kirk's probably still right where he needs to be. Tier three is good, not great. Consider your options. Now, I had Ryan Tannehill, Mac Jones, Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts in there before we saw the monster year he had. Jimmy G, I had Tua in there, and Baker Mayfield. I'll tell you, for your benefit here, Angel, Tua definitely graduated from good, not great, even though he got hurt. There's still question marks, but I'm putting him up with very good because I do believe that he's a better quarterback than he gets a lot of credit for. Tier four is you need an upgrade or I haven't seen enough. Had Drew Lock on there. Well, we thought he might be the starter when this came out for Seattle. Daniel Jones definitely graduated off of that. Jared Goff, Davis Mills, Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota, Zach Wilson, Jameis Winston, Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, and Trey Lance. Justin Fields definitely graduated off there. Got work to do, man. We'll see. I can tell you right now, Patrick Mahomes will be tier one. That's the only one I'm ready to give you right now.
Oh, Allen or Burrow?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, tier one. But the way I phrase it is these guys are the absolute best in the league and already in the Hall of Fame discussion. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert probably shouldn't have been there. Yeah. He shouldn't have been there. But Russ is certain was in the Hall of Fame discussion, but when I did this list, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, obviously Lamar. He is the Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
They should just rename the Hall of Fame to the Lamar of Fame. That's absolutely what they should do because it's going to happen. Holyoke, can KFKA come out with an app? I would download that. I'll have the powers that be look into that, Holyoke, my man. I absolutely will. 34 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Summertime brings with it a lot of projects, and that's where Hike's Ace Hardware comes in. It seems like I'm always doing something, and I'm usually trying to fix something that I broke, and then I make it worse, and then it's a longer project than it really needed to be. But I'm lucky. Like a place like Hike's Ace Hardware, you go in there, they'll give you. You know, you're not wasting a lot of time just getting a bunch of things you don't need because they've got pros in there, people that know exactly what you're going through. An experienced staff that can help you find the right piece of equipment. So at least you take that out of the equation. That's Hike's Ace Hardware in Greeley at 1722 9th Street. They're veteran and locally owned, and they're Greeley's original hardware location. Been doing that since 1954. Hike's Ace Hardware. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. The tight-knit brewing poll question of the day we've been talking about throughout the course of the day. Do you like the idea of this NBA in-season tournament? And you guys can go vote at theholeshow.com. But I think the consensus here on the show is, Angel, that you and I don't like it. And there's probably not much they can say on Saturday when they announce the rules and regulations for this that's going to change our minds. I can't see a scenario that's really going to make me get excited about this.
No, it's weird. We'll see how it plays out. I don't foresee this being a lasting thing in the NBA. It may go 2 years and they'll realize it was just stupid and move on.
Yeah, I don't. It's the play-in thing. I think is here to stay.
What I did see this weekend, as far as the NBA and adjustments they're making, they are using a proposed in-game flopping penalty for the 2023 Summer League games. So how this works is if a flopping penalty is assessed by game officials, the opposing team will be awarded one free throw and possession of the ball. Any player who commits a flop will be assessed a non-unsportsmanlike technical foul, which does not count as a personal foul or lead to ejection.
So it doesn't count as a foul?
No.
It's just a technical foul. They'll shoot free throws. But
and they get the ball.
But it's not going, you're not registering as it a foul.
Right.
Okay. I definitely think they got to start getting harsh with this, man. We got to train the flopping out of these guys. That's what we got to do. And so hopefully it works. I think that flopping needs to change. I think if you start flopping and you know you can get a technical and send a guy to the free throw line. And so how obvious is it going to be though? Like, is it going to be a flop where a guy acts like he got hit harder than he did, or is it going to be like when they go to the ground? And how close attention are the refs going to be paying to the acting, basically?
And you're going to see a lot. I think you may only see flopping in terms of, you know, players coming off a screen or somebody getting back down in the paint or anything like that. It's very rare you see flopping in other cases. Sometimes it's like a guy spins around on a rebound and an elbow just hits somebody and you'll see a guy fall backwards. That's a tougher call, but when you're looking for purposeful things like a screenplay or someone's getting back down and they might do an elbow or something, then you look for the flops. Like when a guy has his feet set and then he falls, that's what you're looking for.
Okay, so let's keep that good. Let's continue to have the conversation of flops go hand in hand with complaints.
Sure.
We have to get... This is what I like about baseball. You get a guy, a hitter, turns over, mouths to the, off to the ump. The ump doesn't waste a lot of time.
Well, I think this could be a stepping stone to that for the NBA. It's, you know, how can we implement something in a rule change that doesn't change the game but forces players to stop doing this specific thing?
Yes.
Like you said, so we train them not to flop anymore. Okay, that worked. That was good. Now let's do the same thing with the complaining. Refs, you have the same thing you're looking for. If they mouth off to you, you blow your whistle.
And I'm telling you, even with our own guys, like if Joker is doing the overdramatic, jumping up and down, the pleading, I get the ref, stare him down, keep going, I'm going to do it, get ready, threaten it. Because that those two things need to be fixed. That will help your game tremendously. If you can cut the flopping down, if you can cut the complaining down, then that would help out in such a big way. So we'll see if that really takes hold. We're going to have Summer League games. Altitude's putting Summer League games on. Is that right?
Yes. All the Nuggets games will be broadcast on Altitude. So if you have it, congrats.
So going back to Holyoke's text then, who's the guy you think is going to make a leap this summer to take that next step as far as maybe being somebody the Nuggets could utilize in the regular season?
I think it's obvious. It's a lot of the guy that everyone's pointing to. It's Peyton Watson.
Mm-hmm.
He showed a lot of flashes towards the end of the year when the starters weren't playing as much. Great size, great movement on the court. Just a guy that's itching to get his opportunity on this team, and a guy that's committed to the process that the Nuggets have built. If you look him in his interviews, he's very mature for his age. He's only like 21 years old. Very mature for his age. Understands the system that Malone and Jokic have crafted here. I think he's going to take a big leap here in the summer league.
So that's the guy you're really watching. Well, you know, it's going to be a big question because, okay, who's coming off the bench first? Who's your sixth man? Is that Christian Brown?
Yeah.
Christian Brown's your sixth man. Who is seventh right now? And that can be Reggie Jackson, Justin Holiday, or probably Peyton Watson. I would imagine it's going to be one of those three.
I would say Reggie right now.
Yep. And again, it all depends on what your lineup looks like, you know, because again, Reggie coming in as a point guard or a two guard, Watson would be coming in for Gordon. Right. So how, you know, how does Malone change up his roster and divvy out the minutes once you get back into a regular season mode? That's certainly going to be different than what it would be in the playoffs. But like right now, I'm not gambling on Jalen Pickett or Strother making a big leap. I'm just not, but if they do, that's a bonus. Your boy's the one where you pay attention to, Peyton Watson, because now's the time. You know, you did a rookie year sitting on the bench primarily. You had some moments where you jumped in, but now the Nuggets need you. The moves this offseason, losing Bruce Brown to free agency, Jeff Green's gone. Those aren't, in the grand scheme of things, they're two players, and one of them was really the big impact guy. Jeff Green, we love him, but he wasn't going to give you much more than two or three monster plays a night. That's kind of just who he is. He's not the best defensive player. So it's not like they lost a whole heck of a lot. So really, they just need one of those guys. Whether it's Peyton Watson, Zeke Nagy comes back and makes a, you know, he starts to get his name out there. Chanchar is certainly kind of in the mix. Or a rookie come in and make some noise.
I think it's mindful to practice patience with these guys, especially the younger ones, and as this bench comes into form, because obviously the first couple of games, you're going to see the lack or the absence of Bruce Brown and Jeff Green. You're going to see it, you're going to feel it, and you're going to have to allow the patience to set in and say, hey, these guys, they know the role that they have to take. They know the absence that they're filling. It's going to take time to get there. Just let them have that time. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't put too much. Like, you can't just always expect Christian Brown to just spring up out of nowhere.
No, I don't expect Christian game one to put up 20 points and 13 rebounds.
Yeah, so you're not expecting Strother and Pickett. You're not really expecting those guys. If they do, great, it's a bonus, but this is a tough league. And when you're a rookie and you're not an upper echelon rookie, like a top five, it is really difficult.
Well, we talked about with Malone, what are the things that you need to do to show him that you're ready? It's not the scoring. It's not, you know, passing the ball. It's, can you defend somebody?
Yeah, do the little things, the effort plays, defense, rebounds, things like that, setting hard screens. Those are going to be the things that they're going to be looking at on film. And then, obviously, if you have that ability to score, that will come. Now, there's other guys that are the opposite, that just are really natural scorers. You saw that. Bones Highland was a natural scorer, but couldn't really do the other things. You got to find that sweet spot, that mix, because this is what they're going to be looking at. Can they use you once the regular season starts? That's what Summer League is all about.
And then you also have guys like Giuseppe.
Gillespie.
Gillespie, yeah. And Jack White, two guys that were on the bench / G League guys. Or no, Jack White's gone.
Jack White's gone, yeah. Right. I like Jack White, but he's gone.
But yeah, Gillespie, he's been on the G League team, yep, with Denver. He's been on the bench with them.
And he gets hurt and slows his career down, but his name, watch
he's
out.
A guy that's got a lot of hype around
him. Yes, he does. Where'd he go? Didn't he go to Vandy? Didn't he go to Vanderbilt? Am I right on that one? I don't know.
Villanova.
I knew it started with the V. Got the V part.
That's a great school to go to.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of talk around him and what he might be able to do. He got hurt and all that stuff, but you do hear his name an awful lot for a guy that's never been out on the floor.
Will the Denver Nuggets be Summer League champions?
Oh, probably.
I mean, I don't know any other team that has, you know, so much excitement about a Summer League roster. Like, we're pumped, actually. We just watch these guys do what they do.
Do we know? Is Wemby playing on the Summer League?
I don't know.
So, I don't know. I'd be curious to see that, how that one goes down. But we'll find out. We're going to learn a lot. This is an actually interesting time for the Summer League, for the Nuggets, anyway.
He will be playing in the Summer League.
Okay, so they might win. He'll get to go right off the bat and
his
see how good he is.
His debut will be tomorrow night.
Sweet. Are they have some of those games on NBA or NBA TV or ESPN?
Yeah, one of those three networks there. But the Nuggets games will be on Altitude.
Well, Kenny Swamy thinks what's interesting about the narrative about the Nuggets is that people are talking like they have lost so much. They lost two bench players. If this was any other team, they'd be asking who is going to stop them from doing it again. Exactly.
Because they know no one can stop Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, they lost a lot. They lost one guy who was pretty good in the regular season, was really good in the playoffs.
How much of Bruce's impact in the finals was highlighted because of the lack of MPJ's success?
I think somebody had put, yeah, that's a great point, because if MPJ would have been lighting it up,
Bruce Brown off the bench.
Yeah, you wouldn't. And it's not like Bruce Brown was out there getting 25 points a game.
He had that one really good game in Miami. That was awesome. He did a lot of great things in the other games. But, you know, just it's perspective of all of it. We were so, oh, Michael, why can't you make a shot? Oh, Bruce, look at you. You're amazing.
Yeah. Bruce was good. But, again, he's a piece player. He's not he's not a starter. Holyoke, we lost all of our colors, green, brown, and white. That's true.
Yeah, we need a new crayon box.
We did. We lost all the color names. Yeah, that sucks. 150 the time. Let's figure out what we learned. Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Enjoy Nuggets coverage year-round on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn today? Presented by Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. Learn more about how he can help you, how his team can help you at by calling 970-674-8825. That's Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. Angel, I learned today that I'm more interested in the Summer League than I am in any kind of in-season NBA tournament. I think it's going to be a terrible idea. Hopefully it won't impact my watching habits that much, though. What'd you learn, Angel?
I learned that certain NBA players know their worth too much sometimes. Maybe they have too much power. But in all seriousness, this Lillard situation is very strange. It's painting a very tough picture on Damian Lillard right now.
It is.
A guy that I respected for a long time because of his loyalty. I don't like the way that this is playing out. I don't like the way he's forcing Portland to do something they don't want to do. So We'll see how this continues to play out. This may take some time.
Yes, and the agent thing is a weird deal. It really is. And, you know, him calling other teams is, and basically saying, don't trade for him. He's not going to be happy if he comes over there. Yeah, that's a bad look. It's a bad look. All right, for tomorrow, we'll pack it. I want to get into, I might try to get my quarterback tier thing done. CBS has motivated me to do it the right way. And I want to get into the Broncos a little bit. The story of Russell Wilson and how you keep this from being the most botched trade or one-sided trade in the history of the NFL. You don't want to be on that side of history. So we'll get into all that. Some more summer league stuff with the Nuggets. All that and more. That'll do it for us today, though. Good night, Northern Colorado.